Hello friends, today we are going to be reading 2 Chronicles chapter 31. As always, before we get started, let's go ahead and pray over the word that we'll receive today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day you've given us. We thank you for the people that you've blessed us with and the blessings that you've poured down in our lives. We pray that as we seek to grow closer to you, Lord, to understand your word, that you would just fill us with your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Help us, Lord, to really grasp the message that you have for us today, to share it with whoever needs to hear it, and to put it to work into our own lives. Holy Spirit, be breathed into us today, and give us your guidance and discernment as we go about our day, and fill us with the fruits of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This first section is called The Reforms of Hezekiah. Now when all this was finished, all Israel who were present went out to the cities of Judah and broke the sacred pillars in pieces, cut down the wooden images, and threw down the high places and the altars from all Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, until they had utterly destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned to their own cities, every man to his possession. And Hezekiah appointed the divisions of the priests and the Levites according to their divisions, each man according to his service, the priests and Levites for burnt offerings and peace offerings, to serve, to give thanks, and to praise in the gates of the camp of the Lord. The king also appointed a portion of his possessions for the burnt offerings. For the morning and evening burnt offerings, the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths and the new moons and the set feasts, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Moreover, he commanded the people who dwelt in Jerusalem to contribute support for the priests and the Levites, that they might devote themselves to the law of the Lord. As soon as the commandment was circulated, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of grain and wine, oil and honey, and all of the produce of the field. And they brought in abundantly the tithe of everything. And the children of Israel and Judah, who dwelt in the cities of Judah, brought the tithe of oxen and sheep, also the tithe of holy things, which were consecrated to the Lord their God, they laid in heaps. In the third month they began laying them in heaps, and they finished in the seventh month. And when Hezekiah and the leaders came and saw the heaps, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. Then Hezekiah questioned the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps. And Azariah, the chief priest from the house of Zadok, answered him and said, "Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we had had enough to eat and have plenty left, for the Lord has blessed his people, and what is left is the great abundance." Now Hezekiah commanded them to prepare rooms in the house of the Lord, and they prepared them. Then they faithfully brought in the offerings, the tithes, and the dedicated things. Conaniah the Levite had charge of them, and Shimei his brother was the next. Jehiel, Azaziah, Nahath, Asahel, Jeremoth, Jozabad, Eliel, Ishmachiah, Mahath, and Benaiah were overseers under the hand of Conaniah and Shimei his brother, at the commandment of Hezekiah the king and Azariah the ruler of the house of God. Kor the son of Imnah the Levite, the keeper of the east gate, was over the free will offerings to God, to distribute the offerings of the Lord and the most holy things. And under him were Eden, Miniamin, Jeshua, Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shechaniah, his faithful assistants in the cities of the priests, to distribute allotments to their brethren by divisions to the great as well as the small. Besides those males from 3 years old and up, who were written in the genealogy, they distributed to everyone who entered the house of the Lord his daily portion for the work of his service by his division, and to the priests who were written in the genealogy according to their father's house, and to the Levites from 20 years old and up according to their work by their divisions, and to all who were written in the genealogy, their little ones and their wives, their sons and daughters, the whole company of them, for in their faithfulness they sanctified themselves in holiness. Also for the sons of Aaron, the priests, who were in the fields of the common lands of their cities, in every single city there were men who were designated by name to distribute portions to all the males among the priests and to all who were listed by genealogies among the Levites. Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandment to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, so he prospered. So that is the end of chapter 31. As we can see, King Hezekiah has definitely began restoring everything that David had put into place. The worship of the Levites and regular worship and praise and sending out offerings for the Levites to be able to focus on God. He shared from his own contributions, and he also commanded the people to share. So in this, we can see that he's leading his people to God. He's not giving them an option. Like, you have to worship God. Like, he is the God of our fathers. And then instead of the people coming up with reasons why they didn't have to partake in this or arguing, they actually gave abundantly. So even more than what was needed. And even though they had an abundance of everything that they could need for the Levites, the king knew that it was wise to create order for it and not just to waste it. So he had them store it up in rooms in the house of the Lord. When God blesses us with abundance in our own life, instead of getting complacent and just forgetting to worship and praise God, we need to do the exact opposite. We need to prepare our abundance in order for us to be able to work out the moments of famine if we have any. And continue to praise and worship God, because no matter what we go through, the good times and the bad, he's always there and he's always seeing us through. And he is the only reason that we prosper. So give back to him and make sure to be wise about how he blesses us and what we do with the blessings that he gives us. I hope that this message reaches whoever it needed to. I hope you guys enjoyed this message. That is all the time that I have, so till next time.